These things are everywhere.
There's one off the coast of 20 countries.
At first, it seems as though Earth has spun into the path of a meteor swarm, with fiery objects plummeting into the sea near coastal areas. But as news reports begin to come in from around the globe, a much more ominous picture develops.
It appears that there's something like shadowy figures.
The meteors, it turns out, are landing craft, the first wave of a global invasion. At the sprawling Camp Pendleton Marine Base on the California coast, troops are readied for a battle none of them ever trained for or even imagined.
At 1446 Pacific Standard Time, 12 different locations across the globe were breached in what appears to have been a coordinated attack by an unknown enemy. This is a textbook military invasion. We are the last offensive force on the West Coast. We cannot lose Los Angeles.
Battle Los Angeles follows one platoon of Marines on a mission to rescue stranded civilians and keep the West Coast metropolis from being destroyed by the technologically advanced enemy. Director Jonathan Liebsman says the nameless, faceless, extraterrestrial enemy in the story gave him the freedom to make a modern war movie without having to justify the use of military force.
My goal was to make a war movie with aliens. And what that allows me to do is not get into political reasons for why are we fighting this war. Is this a good war? Is this a bad war? I just want to watch, you know, guys who put their lives on the line, how they bond, what they do for us, that kind of stuff. That's what I was interested in.
There is a long history of science fiction films taking aim at Los Angeles. It seems that Hollywood-based filmmakers find destroying well-known landmarks in America's second largest city almost impossible to resist. But South Africa-born Liebsman chose to make Battle Los Angeles more about door-to-door combat that could be in any city besieged by space aliens.
To an alien, or to someone who's not from America, I think that you don't know what's supposed to be a landmark. To me, Los Angeles is freeways and buildings and a beach. That's kind of what it meant to me. I didn't want the Capitol Records or the Hollywood sign. Obviously, you've seen that kind of stuff before done in $200 million movies. There's no point in trying to outdo that. So just do it on a much more sort of ground, visceral level.
Director Liebsman and the script by Chris Bertolini borrow many elements from classic sci-fi films and war movies dating back to the beginnings of the genre. For instance, the platoon at the center of the story is made up of Marines from a variety of ethnic and social backgrounds, a microcosm for the American society led into battle by a crusty, war-weary veteran sergeant played by Aaron Eckhart.
I tried to actually fit the stereotype. Any sort of archetypical leader, you know, the salty leader, I think audiences have always enjoyed, and it always has a place in cinema. I think that we remember the best of them, you know, Clint Eastwood, Lee Marvin, Paul Newman, you know, that old, that salty guy who's been through it, who is sort of jaded, yet goes back and he saves the day. I really just tried to fit into that mold.
Michelle Rodriguez co-stars as the sole survivor of an Air Force reconnaissance team who brings the Marines vital intelligence about the alien enemy. A veteran of the surreal TV series Lost and the blockbuster film Avatar, Rodriguez says she has no trouble with the science fiction in Battle Los Angeles.
I love that world. I just feel like that's part of the whole manifestation process of being, you know, human and figuring out what the future of society really is going to look like. I think that, you know, using your imagination is part of that. The whole H.G. Wells world is, that's my world. I love it. And I'll embrace it to the day I die, and I don't care who calls me a geek. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Aaron Eckhart believes that beneath all the action and special effects, it's a basic story about human nature.
I think the film sets itself apart because it has a documentary feel to it, and it's about Marines bonding together and surviving. And it is an alien movie, so it's entertaining. But, you know, it's difficult to make a movie in this genre that finds its own place. And I think what is required is a heart, and I feel that this movie finds its heart in the younger Marines in the film.
Where did he come from?
What do you say?
I don't know, man.
What's going on?
How do we get out of here?
Lieutenant, where's the exit at?
We're boxed in.
Let's take a position by the wall.
Battle Los Angeles also features Ramon Rodriguez as the fresh-out-of-training lieutenant, music star Neo plays a corporal putting his life on the line, and Michael Peña and Bridget Moynihan are civilians caught up in the fray. Ironically, much of Battle Los Angeles was shot in the southern state of Louisiana, where the filmmakers could take advantage of generous tax credits. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.